Hey, it's Dola White, and this is the Dola White Podcast. First off, let's address the elephant in the room. Yes, it's Monday. Yes, I said this episode was dropping Wednesday, but I had the chance to have Pinky Cole on, and she has an event in Atlanta on Wednesday that she wanted to mention, so I thought it'd be in everyone's best interest if I dropped this episode a little earlier than normal. Having said that, we'll get back to Pinky Cole soon, but first, a little announcement. For the foreseeable future, this podcast is going to move to 2 episodes a week. My podcast is growing, and I have so many dope guests lined up that the wait time between the interviews and the podcast release was getting way too long, so I'm going to at least attempt to put out 2 episodes a week. Can I keep this up? I honestly don't know. If I don't, my apologies, but the goal is to move to 2 episodes a week starting this week. Now, on to today's guest, the founder and CEO of the Slutty Vegan in my hometown of Atlanta, Georgia, Pinky Cole. Now, I vividly remember seeing the images on Instagram of her grand opening and thinking, how the hell did she get all of these people to come out for food that they've never had? So today's episode is titled Building a Plant-Based Empire, because that's exactly what Pinky is doing. Welcome to the Dola White Podcast.
Polo Giddy. Live.
Yeah. What's up?
This is not live. It's completely recorded.
Broadcasting from one of the top recording studios in all of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm probably at home doing this.
He's been called one of the greatest thinkers of his time.
Literally no one has ever called me that. I do kind of agree with it, though.
Right here. A 2017 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's just a flat out lie.
Talking politics, community, race, religion, entertainment, sports, and whatever the fuck else.
Yeah.
It's the Dola White Podcast.
Episode 23 now, the Dola White Podcast. My guest today, the founder and owner of the Slutty Vegan in my hometown of Atlanta, Georgia, Pinky Cole. Welcome in.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you're here. Yeah, I've been in the radio and music business for my entire adult life. And one thing I always tell artists when they're asking me, you know, how to progress in their career is you can have the greatest song in the world, but if nobody hears it, it doesn't matter. And I follow a lot of people from in Atlanta, and I'm from Atlanta originally. And I remember the grand opening of the Slutty Vegan, which I believe was your first restaurant. As far as I know, it's your first restaurant. And I remember seeing those images of lines just being wrapped around the block. And it was insane. Yes. And I'm like, how is she doing this on the very first day? So let's talk about marketing first. Like, what did you do to get that much buzz that fast?
Well, first of all, I'm authentic in everything that I do, right? Like, it has to feel natural to me. It has to feel organic. I've never paid a dollar in marketing spend. And everything that we do, we just do it from the heart. And when you do things with love and you're organic with it and it's not scripted, I think that that's when you get the biggest success. My first grand opening, I had over 1,200 people standing outside of a 650 square foot restaurant. Can you imagine that? Like, so that just shows me that, like, when you are authentic in everything that you do and intentional about it, people will show up for you. And that's what they did.
Let's talk about the name, because the name obviously catches eyes when you hear it, Slutty Vegan. Why Slutty Vegan? I'm all for it. I think it's a genius name personally, because you hear it once and you do not forget it. But why?
There you go. So I'm a former television producer. And one thing I learned about when I was working in TV is, like, you have to, one, meet people where they are, and you have to, like, slap people in the face so that it requires them to spark dialogue. So I merged the two most pleasurable experiences in life, the sex and the food. And I made a concept with it that got people excited about something that people wouldn't usually get excited about, and that's plant-based living. And I did just that, and it worked in a major way. And I didn't learn it in a book. You know what I'm saying? I went on YouTube and Google and learned everything about how to do what I do. And I just did everything from the heart. And it's not only is it just working, it's working in a major way. We're going from being a mom and pop to have a national footprint, to being able to scale and have restaurants all around the world. And I'm just excited about what the future has to hold for this brand that literally started as a bedroom idea.
It's fucking genius, the name was. I mean, just everything you've done so far is really good. I know you came here where I'm at in Nashville a couple months back, and I believe the line was down the street then too. And it was just like a quick pop-up, I believe at Coneheads, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Are you traveling around and doing a lot of that?
Yeah, so we are on tour right now. So we go to different cities to test the concept. And testing the concept shows us what locations that we could put Slutty Vegan in. And outside of that, there's so many amazing things happening for Slutty Vegan, like the partnership that I'm doing with Incognito. Like, Slutty Vegan is really changing the game and getting people excited about the redefinition of plant-based food, whether you're vegan or not, right? Like, it doesn't matter if you eat meat through the week and on the weekends you want to eat plant-based. Like, this is really good food that people can get excited about and not think about the fact that it's vegan or plant-based, which is why I decided to do the collaboration with Incogmeato, because this brand speaks to just that.
With plant-based living, is that something you did for a while before you started the restaurant? And you were like, you know what, there's just not enough. Was that kind of the motivation for you to enter this business?
Absolutely. So I've been vegan for 7 years. And before that, I was a vegetarian. And before that, I marinated in the womb of a vegetarian because my mom is vegetarian. So, like, I've been conscious about eating good food all of my life and eating plant-based food for a good majority of my life. So now I get to do what I love, I get to eat what I love, and I get to get paid by doing it and teach people at the same time. So, you know, that part feels so monumental to me because I'm walking in my purpose, and not everybody gets the opportunity to do that, I'll be honest. So I'm living my dream. I feel like this is the dream job, and I had my dream job before this dream job. So to be able to do all of those things and get people excited about it just tells me that I'm doing something right.
Obviously, you're a very busy person, because to have a successful restaurant the way Slutty Vegan is successful, to hear about, you know, what was once a mom and pop store, you know, in other markets, just to hear about it is crazy. But so you had to be kind of the chef, the marketer, and the business person all in one. And you're probably still all of those things. Does that weigh down on you? Does that get rough sometimes? Because, I mean, that's a special combination of person. Like, not everybody can do all three. Most of us can just do, I can just talk and spin records. Like, that's it. Those are my two things. Everything else is beyond me. But you do there. You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. But you know what I'm really happy about is I'm happy that I have a really great team, right? I'm happy that I have people that believe in the vision, that people who want to see this empire grow. So if you got the right people on your team, it'll never feel like work. Like, this doesn't feel like work. And now I get to do fun stuff like partnerships, right? So, like, Morningstar. I grew up eating Morningstar. Who would have ever thought that I could do a partnership with a brand that I grew up eating all of my life? And these are the things that I love, right? To be able to hop onto a brand like this one, and to get people excited about menu options. Listen, again, this started as just a ghost concept. And now here I am with one of the biggest companies, helping them to launch one of their newest innovative products that are chicken strips that the world is about to indulge in. And little old Pinky Co is just a part of that movement. So that feels good, right? So just to be able to progress and move forward and get people excited about the innovation of plant-based foods, especially things like chicken tenders, like, that's big.
Yeah.
That's very, very big. And I don't take that for granted.
I stopped eating meat a little over a year ago. My wife is completely vegan now. I'm vegetarian because I like, you know, pizza way too much. and I haven't had a plant-based pizza that can substitute for the real thing yet. But I'm hoping that, you know, with you on the case, that that's going to happen soon enough. What are some of the recipes that you do that you are looking forward to on this campaign? I know you mentioned the chicken tenders. What else do you have cooked up for this one?
So let me tell you a little bit more about the campaign. So we're doing it on May 19th. And I know you say you're from Atlanta, so you know you got to take a drive down to Atlanta to come check it out. But we are chefing up three menu items. So the first one is the taco. And it is a plant-based taco with the Incogmeato chicken diced up with the mango salsa. And then the second one is the mother clucker. And that's a slider with the chicken and Jamaican plantains with the spicy aioli sauce. And then the last one is the side chicks. And that is the chicken strips tossed in a buffalo sauce and ranch dressing. So you are not that far from us. So you and your wife, jump in the car, come to Atlanta and come try us out. We will be out there from 12 to 8 in my Edgewood location. But I think that you'll be happy. And anybody that participates will be happy, because the chicken is really, really good. Like, if you put this chicken next to, like, some real chicken, I can guarantee you that you wouldn't know the difference. And you won't even think about no pizza. You're going to be thinking about these chicken tenders and how you can get these chicken tenders outside of coming to this pop-up.
Can we ask the ingredients of the chicken tenders? Like, what goes into a plant-based meat? I eat Beyond Meat twice a week, probably. What goes into some of these meat substitutes?
A whole lot of love. a whole lot of love is that's guilt-free. And a beautiful thing about it is innovation has just shown us that you can make a plant-based option that makes you feel good and just tastes good and just really something that you can add into your freezer aisle. And I actually want you to taste it. Incognito is available nationwide in all grocery stores. So like when you get off this call with me, like get in your car and go to the grocery store and try it out for yourself. And I think that you'll be excited to know that like it really is a really great product and it tastes good. And I know that you and any other person, whether vegan or not, who wants to try some new menu items, they can try it and don't have to eat meat itself.
You know, you could always come back to Nashville and do like a Nashville hot chicken recipe with it. I'm just throwing ideas out there. You could come up, we could hook you up with the people from Prince's Hot Chicken and, you know, you can
okay.
You guys can team up and figure out a recipe there.
That's actually a really good idea. I might hold you to that.
All right. I might just demand 5%. That's all. And that's
it.
I'm kidding. So you've got a lot of other things in the works as well. So let's get into that. You've got the campaign that we've talked about here. And then they sent me something. They said a possible reality show is coming. Is that true?
Yes. All things in the name of plant-based living. Yes. So, you know, it's so funny because people told me that, like, okay, you need to get on TV because your life is just like a roller coaster ride and people want to see it. And I'm like, people want to hear me. People really want to know about the plant-based lifestyle and how I've been able to build this empire. So between the reality show, between opening up new restaurants, between the food truck, I got a cookbook coming out. I got a documentary coming out. All of these things are really the umbrella to Slutty Vegan and partnerships and just getting people excited about a different way of eating. So all the new opportunities that are coming my way, I'm taking them. I'm excited, you know, and I don't think Slutty Vegan will literally be around the world in the next 10 years. And we'll look back at this interview and we'll laugh and you'll say, dang, I talked to her when she was doing her partnership. But I'm excited about everything that's coming my way. And I'm humbled and I have so much gratitude and I just don't take it for granted.
I totally believe in everything. And I don't have people on this podcast or on my radio show that I don't think are, you know, on their way to something much bigger to where, you know, I'll probably never be able to get you back on this podcast again. You know what I mean? Like you're going to be out of here and I'm going to be like, yo, you came
no,
on.
I got you.
Yeah, remember? Thank you
I'll
so
come
much.
Back to you.
Is there going to be a Slutty Vegan Nashville for my local people here? Are you coming to the city sometime soon?
Well, you got to come to Atlanta on the 19th to find out. I'll tell you when you get here. But maybe, soon come.
Vicky, yes. Well, where can everybody find you? Instagram, TikTok, Clubhouse, Twitter, whatever you got. You know, give us all your handles.
Okay, you can find, if you want to know more information about Slutty Vegan and all the amazing things that we're doing, follow us on all social media handles, Slutty Vegan ATL. If you want to learn more about our partnership with Incognito by Morningstar, you can follow Incognito US on Instagram, Incognito on Twitter. And if you just want to learn more about all the amazing things that both brands are doing, go to Google and just research us. And if you're hungry, go to the grocery store and get some Incognito chicken strips.
Thank you so much for doing this. I know you didn't say that Slutty Vegan's coming to Nashville, but I'm putting it out there in the universe now. So we're going to be seeing a lot of you here in the Music City, opening up your brand new restaurant within the next couple of years. I'm claiming it.
And I'm looking forward to it too. Thanks so much.
You admitted it. Thank you. Bye-bye. Today's episode is brought to you by my good friend, meat eater William Wilson of the Hammonds Group. If you've ever wondered whether or not somebody that eats meat can be a good realtor, the answer is yes, William does eat meat, and he is still a good realtor. We try not to hold the meat eating thing against him. It's hard sometimes, but it doesn't make him any less of a realtor. The meat doesn't really affect his real estate game somehow. I don't know how. It just doesn't. He's still great at what he does. He's still a very trustworthy person. So if you're looking to buy, sell, or whatever the hell else you can do with real estate here in the great state of Tennessee, holler at my friend, the meat eater himself, William Wilson of the Hammonds Group. Call him today, 615-216-4809. That's 615-216-4809. 4809. Maybe you can try to sell him on veganism or vegetarianism, and he can sell you a home. I don't know how this works. We got to get William off the meat, but we got to get you in a new home first. So call my good friend William Wilson of the Hammonds Group, 615-216-4809 or WilliamWilsonHomes.com. I want to say thank you once again to my guest, the founder and CEO of the Slutty Vegan in Atlanta, Georgia, Pinky Cole. If you're in or around Atlanta on the 19th, make sure you check out her event. That's this Wednesday. Shout out to Pinky Cole for doing this, man. Don't forget to follow me Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Clubhouse, everything at DolaWhite101, DolaWhite101. The second episode of the week should drop Thursday morning. Be on the lookout for that. My guest will be Simone Davies, who is an expert at the Montessori style of education. If you don't know what Montessori is, or if you just heard of it and aren't familiar with it, and you're a parent, definitely check out this episode. It's so dope. So many gems are dropped, especially about conscious parenting and the Montessori style of educating your child. So make sure you check out Thursday's episode. That's it for me. As always, if you're listening on Apple, leave a great review. Give me 5 stars, whatever it is you can do. Make sure you follow, subscribe, and everything else to this podcast, no matter what the platform is. Back Thursday, brand new episode. I'm out.